Only 46 of the Fortune 1000 companies' CEOs are women, and not a single one is a Latina. Of course, Latinas face a lot of the same barriers in the corporate world that all women do. But are there things about Latino culture that make it even harder for its women to reach the top spots? From New York, Mariel Segarra reports.
Josie Lassa Gallagher heads out of a chauffeured car and into a posh Brooklyn brownstone. It's the headquarters of Future Work Institute, the diversity consulting firm where she works. Josie lives in Virginia, but as an executive coach, she's here, there, and everywhere during the week. Upstairs, there's a giant TV screen for video conferencing and a desk that can double as a makeshift bed.
I usually actually work here. I might plop myself on that sofa with my laptop. I mean, our laptop is our life.
As a former executive at Hewlett-Packard and Global One, Josie's used to the grind, and she loves her job. But as a Latina, there are things about the way she was raised that made it harder for her to find her place in corporate America.
I observed certain things in my home. For instance, when we were having dinner, my mother always served my father first. If we had male guests, they would get served first.
Josie is Afro-Cuban. She's 62, and she's lived in the U.S. for most of her life.
So nobody said anything, but it's just some observations around the male and the female role. You know, there's certain things that you pick up, and that then goes with you when you go into the corporate world.
When Josie started her first job at Union Carbide 40 years ago, she couldn't bring herself to call her boss by his first name, no matter how many times he asked her to. She also kept her mouth shut during meetings.
It got to a point where my colleagues and my boss didn't think I had anything important to say, so I had to flex. And even though it was uncomfortable, if I had an idea, I needed to speak up. And even today, it's not comfortable, but I know I have to do it.
That's the thing. Latinas who make it to the executive suite can have trouble shaking these ingrained ideals of deference and politeness. But most Latinas never do make it there. Josie gets that, and she's not the only one.
I am Lisa Sanchez.
Lisa's 37. She works for Ernst & Young.
I am an EY advisory partner based out of the Fort Worth office in Texas.
Lisa was born in Panama and moved to the U.S. after high school. Like Josie, she's always working to balance the expectations of her job with those of her culture. Sometimes that means she gets the side eye from her husband's family.
I have my father-in-law or my husband's grandmother visiting from Costa Rica. But Monday comes and I'm packing my bags, going on an out-of-town trip for 4 nights.
Then they ask questions like,
how often do you travel? Because they really are trying to get to how much are these kids being unattended? How much is this household being unattended? That's kind of really what's underlying that.
Josie and Lisa don't know each other. They grew up decades and states apart. But as girls, they heard a lot of the same messages about the role of women. That's what led Josie and a few friends to start a network for Latina executives more than a decade ago. They call the group Madrinas, Spanish for godmothers. They chat by conference call.
If you've just joined us, this is the Madrina call.
Today, a woman who works at Ford, goes to business school at night, and has a 2-year-old son asks how to balance it all. She gets this advice.
It's kind of like you can't have everything at the same time, but you can have everything.
Madrinas member Magda Irizarry says Latinas shouldn't be ashamed to be ambitious.
Do you know what I mean? Because right. As soon as you start to let that guilt and doubt get in, we have too many people who are going to feed on that.
That might include other Latinos, perhaps especially when one of them is a man and one is a woman.
I'll probably get a lot of flack from it from my fellow Latinos out there. But at the end of the day, we have a certain expectation level of our Latina woman.
That's Ken Arroyo Roldan, an executive recruiter in New York.
So when you start seeing women climb to the top of the ladder, and that woman happens to be a Latina, sometimes they may be a little bit that knee-jerk reaction to say, hey, listen, that should be my role, and that woman should be at home taking care of the kids and cooking the meal.
This isn't true of all Latinos. Ken says he's a feminist, and he thinks there are a lot of other guys like him. He also thinks things will change as the younger generation moves up in the workplace. That's what Josie is banking on. Back in Brooklyn, she zips up her suitcase and heads out the door to a consulting gig in Pennsylvania.
I'll sit up front.
Josie says when she meets younger Latinas, she sees progress.
They have a whole different view. And so there's more of I can do it and less baggage that they're carrying.
And Josie learns from that. She says working with these women makes her respect herself more. and it gives her hope. For Latino USA, I'm Marielle Segarra in New York.